For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Cicadas whir on Bomb Island in Lake Murray near Columbia, but their noise will soon compete with another sound, that of thousands, no, tens of thousands of birds. The largest swallows, purple martins, have roosted on Bomb Island every summer for decades to prepare for their migration to South America, according to naturalist Rudy Mankey. After a day of feeding on land around the lake, the birds gather in great clouds at dusk to the wonderment of spectators. In addition to being thrilling to see, the birds are a boon to the local environment, Mankey said.
They're insect eaters, big ones, larger insects than most people would suppose. These take beetles, dragonflies, I mean really larger things. Plus, they can fly higher than the other swallows, so they get a lot of insects that really are high flyers that wouldn't get caught and controlled quite as often.
Mankey said, surprisingly, people have used purple martins for pest control for centuries.
Native Americans were putting up gourds, and they were nesting in them. They realized that they would actually keep crows away from their crops and eat insects that were detrimental. And they started putting these things up, and that probably began to increase the population. Without that, you wouldn't get this large number of individuals here.
The gathering of martins is a rare, perhaps unique phenomenon nationally. Janie Baker of Lake Murray Country Visitors Center said the birds have become a tourism magnet. People flock to the lake each summer to see the amazing sight, and the visitor center is working to attract more.
No one else has this, so we work hard each year to promote it, to try to get folks to come see this, especially naturalists and folks that like to be outdoors and people that enjoy bird watching. It's just so neat to witness and so fascinating and just such a different attraction. That's what tourists are interested in, something new and different that they can't see in their own backyard.
Baker described how people react when they see the birds.
I think they're just in awe. You cannot describe it until you come out here and witness it. And I think when people actually witness it, they really are just in awe. Even right now, looking at these birds, I mean, it's just amazing how many are in the sky, how many are flying above us. It's amazing.
Ken Jones guides boat tours to the island, but he said it's getting more crowded.
Typically during the week, there's an average of 40 to 50 boats that just circle the island. Typically they're anchored off and they just want to sit around and watch the birds. And on the weekends, it's a little bit more. I'd say you can have up to 75 to 100 boats out here at any time.
Mankey believes the relationship between man and bird over the years has actually altered the bird's instinctive behavior.
They become dependent on human beings putting up cavity nest boxes for them. And I don't think instinctively they really use old woodpecker holes or cavities in trees like they did once, at least not in the eastern United States. In the east, they seem to be intimately connected with human activity.
The naturalist described how he feels when he sees the birds wheeling through the sky.
Wish I could do it. Every time I see a bird, I just wish I could spread my wings and go. These animals do that without even thinking about it, instinctively. That's incredible. And I envy them that. But I'm pretty happy being a human being, too.
Mankey said protecting the roosting place of these creatures is a winning situation, both for the birds and for the humans who come to marvel at them. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.